Mr. Secretary, speaking of safety, I want to turn to the rail derailment, or I should say the train derailment, excuse me, in East Palestine, Ohio. There was a meeting last night that was held in the town, and I just want to play a short clip of what we heard from some of the citizens there.
We're trying to get information out to our citizens. Everybody's concerned. I'm concerned. But, you know, it's not Norfolk Southern here. It's the EPA, the people who have been working with us, trying to get our citizens back into their homes safe.
I believe that was the mayor of the town. You can barely hear him because there are so many people at that meeting who were upset. Norfolk Southern representatives were supposed to be there. They pulled out at the last moment. And I know the EPA is investigating. I know it's early now. We don't know exactly what happened. But from your perspective, what can the transportation department do to make sure this kind of stuff doesn't happen?
Well, the most urgent thing right now is to make sure that these residents get the information that they need. They are concerned, they are frightened, and with good reason. They had their lives upended through no fault of their own and now want to know if their homes, their neighborhoods, their schools are safe. Obviously, EPA, the administrator who's been doing great work on this on the ground today, a lot of this is a partnership between them and the state when it comes to things like testing the air, testing the water, testing the ground. But there's a very important transportation safety side to this, too. Now, the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, they are an independent body, and I respect their independence and their leadership of the investigation right now. But our department supports that process. Matter of fact, we had people on the ground within hours from our Federal Rail Administration and our Pipeline Hazardous Material Safety Administration to support that investigation. I think big picture, we need to, and we do, stand ready to take the information that NTSB is going to provide, the findings of their investigation, including not just a final product, but any findings that emerge along the way, and make sure that we're using that, both to create accountability if there were any violations of the rules, and to look at how the rules need to evolve. Look, rail safety is something that that has evolved a lot over the years, but there's clearly more that needs to be done, because while this horrible situation has gotten a particularly high amount of attention, there are roughly 1,000 cases a year of a train derailing. Obviously, they have levels of severity, but where all of that points us to is a need to continue to raise the bar on rail safety. And that's especially true when it comes to rail that involves hazardous materials. Now, this train was subject to certain enhanced requirements because of the hazardous materials on board. But obviously, none of that prevented what happened in East Palestine. It's one of the reasons we're going to be paying very close attention to the findings that NTSB comes back with.